All right, let's get loud. Let's get loud.
I think it's a very apropos name for the show because if anybody knows either one of us, we don't really have to get loud because we already are loud.
The loudest people in the room. For people that do not know, I am Medaris Babb, the morning anchor and noon anchor at CBS 47, and also do some investigative reporting. But I started out in the field with chief photographer Kevin Mahan.
Yes, and we worked a long time together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy that it's been like, what, 6 years?
It's been... Jeez, I can't. No, 5 years.
2019, though, right?
Oh, 2019. It's been 6 years. Wow.
COVID made it feel like even longer, but, you know.
I know. So when COVID hit, first of all, I had just come back from Hawaii because my mom got married in Maui.
And they almost got stranded there.
Yeah, truthfully. But we didn't even know because at that time it was so, like, relaxed. And so it was, like, the first week of March. And I remember you guys were, like, reporting on stuff. I stayed out of the news. But you guys were reporting on the toilet paper shortages and everything. And so I got back from Maui, had no toilet paper, had to borrow some toilet paper from Kevin and Kathy.
I think I rode my bike to Aldi to pick up a big old packet of toilet paper.
Which, by the way, that toilet paper was terrible. It was like half-applied toilet paper.
Yeah, but when you're desperate, you know? Better than using newspaper.
But anyway, so we lived like half a mile from each other. And so we started working together, worked out of a Subaru, if you could believe that.
Yeah, because they grouped us, same reporter, same photographer, worked with each other for however long it ended up being, like 10 months straight.
It was
like
more almost than that. Every day. It was over a year.
Every single day.
And so we worked mostly out of Kevin's dining room or the Subaru and trying to find a bathroom. Let me just tell you, we had some angry days in the Subaru trying to figure it out.
Carrying what I like to call our long stick of justice because we were doing interviews or whatever outside. It had to be like 6 feet. And Darius really worked on her biceps during that time.
It was like a broom handle, and it had a mic attachment for it. And so I'll tell you, my arms were never so strong than during the pandemic because I was standing there. And I'm kind of known as the reporter that asks a lot of questions. And so I think...
So she did it to herself.
You were sick of me during that time. But we had a lot of quality time together. Also, I worked with you, I think, my first week on the job.
Yeah.
We actually went up to Madeira for a law enforcement ceremony.
Which, ironically, when I've trained new employees, I think like 4 out of the last 7 have gone up there. And that was their first story here. Kind of not really a practice, but and I just kind of had to be around like a UN observer to make sure nothing got messed up.
But Kevin was already annoyed with me because I could not, for the love, say reporting from Madeira, Medaris Babb. And so I ended up just kind of giving up on it. He jokes that when we do recorded segments, I can never get it right on the first try. But then
she is not a one-take Tammy.
No, I am not. But hey, it is what it is. Tell us a little bit about your career, Kevin, and how you ended up in Fresno.
My wife and I met in Reno. I'd done 7 years in Reno working as just a jack of all trades. I did everything you could possibly do. I used to do on air there sports reporting and anchoring. We ended up moving here for her job. I got a job here at KC24 in June of 2000 and been here ever since. Been here when we merged and formed the duopoly back in 2013, and so it's been a long ride here. So I've now lived here in Fresno longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life. So I consider myself a Fresnan, right?
You're a Fresnan. No. That's the truth. I mean,
quarter of a century.
And just so people know, so I'm of Portuguese descent, also Irish descent. I don't really talk about that too much, but I am a quarter Irish, a quarter Portuguese as well. And Kevin?
Got a background. I'm a half Colombian madman. Got Irish and Italian on my dad's side, but my mom's Colombian. So that's where I get the loud. That's where I get the animation. That's where I get everything. It's the Colombian side, the crazy Colombian side.
And so we came up with the name Let's Get Loud because anybody that knows us knows that we're the two loudest people in the newsroom.
For
I think that's fair to say.
Without trying to be, it's just in my
in
DNA.
Our nature.
I do. I have a button at home that somebody gave me that says, I do not have an inside voice.
That's so funny that you say that because, okay, so my mom used to say inside voice, and she used to say piccola voce. And I don't even know what that really means. I think it means, like, be quiet. But anyway, she used to say that to me and my siblings all the time. Well, I ended up going up to my sister's baby shower a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And quick little story, we went to this like spa and the underground area was like only you could whisper. There was no talking, that kind of stuff. And I thought I was being very quiet when I first got down there.
Nope.
Because you have to like rinse off before you get into any of the hot pools. And so I was trying to tell my mom something and right away the staff worker came up and was like, this is a whispering area. And I thought I was whispering. And then I think that just like shows that I don't really have any sense of how loud my voice is.
I definitely don't. As you're not here in the afternoon, but I have disrupted just this week alone, 2 out of 3 afternoon meetings that we've had. And the only one I didn't disrupt was because I was out shooting something. So, you know, I was coming in, making loud noises with the engineers, talking about whatever. And of course, Our news director, he's like, Shendor voice.
I know. What are you going to do? I mean, I will say, as I feel like it's kind of just our personality, and it is good in certain situations.
But the news is not made for quiet people, so.
And I was in theater, too. But we are starting up this show, Let's Get Loud. We're going to talk about a number of things, right, Kevin?
Yeah,
what are some of the things?
We'll touch upon a lot of topics, and we're going to come at it from two different diametrically opposed viewpoints for the most part, because she's a youngin' and then I'm an old head. And I mean, I'm an unapologetic Kendrick Lamar fan. She's a Drake fan.
I also like Kendrick,
I know,
though,
but I
too.
Hate Drake, so that's where I'm coming
yeah,
from.
Yeah, you're a certified Drake hater.
Yes, I am.
I like both. I was born on Kendrick Lamar's birthday.
There you go.
So I have no hate for Kendrick. He's my fellow Gemini. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about NFL football. We're in a fantasy league. We're going to have some special guests on. You have season tickets also to the Bulldogs, so I'm sure we're going to talk about some of those Bulldog football games. We got a lot.
Yeah, a lot to cover, and just I mean, we end up being pretty funny together. Hopefully you guys think so. We've done TikToks and stuff in the past, and it's funny when you're out somewhere and like the city council person's like, hey, like seeing your TikTok, do another. I'm like, well, I'm not even on TikTok. It's all her. So I was like, okay, well, I guess that one went well.
Well, speaking about TikTok.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about Tyreek Hill,
the
star wide receiver for the Dolphins, which is Kevin's team. I mean, I'm Broncos ride or die. But we're going to be talking about that and his feud that he's got going on with Noah Lyles. So we'll be right back after the break to give our takes. And we are back. We're going to be talking about...
I'm going to hop in real quick for the next time. I'm a little dark here. It's like I'm coming from the dark side. You're bright, I'm dark. Maybe that's on purpose.
Yin and yang, man.
You got it.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about Tyreek Hill. For people that do not know, the Cheetah thinks that he could beat Olympian Noah Lyles in the 40. And so that's the big question. First of all, he's been going off on TikTok on, you know, trying to say that he can run 25 mile an hour speed. Okay.
I don't doubt it.
And that he thinks that he could run a 9.9. So we're gonna watch a video real quick, Kevin,
right,
and then we're gonna give our
Fire
thoughts
it
on it, okay?
What do you think you're gonna run in the 100 meters?
Come on, Cheetah. You didn't even do that all last season.
Here we go.
Says sent his little bro instead.
Hello?
Let's go!
Now, who's he going against there?
He's going against, he said, Noah Lyles' brother.
Wait, Ron.
Not Noah Lyles, though. It looked like a bunch of hype. I mean, he's...
So, Kevin.
He's fast.
What are your thoughts on this video initially? Obviously, this is three different TikToks. In one of them, it shows that he ran a 10-10. And then you can see here that he's competing against some others. He's so into this feud. There was supposed to be a actual race between Lyles and the cheetah, but it didn't happen. So,
and why did it not happen? Because Lyles? Because of cheetah? They just... I mean, first of all, I can understand them trying to schedule it and having a hard time because Tyreek Hill's got a lot of other issues going on in his life. I mean, the amount of time he spends in court probably on other matters. And we're not talking criminal stuff. We're just talking about, I mean, guys got to pay a lot of child support. And he's getting a divorce from his current wife. But we can see from these videos, we can see from him on the football field when he's healthy. This guy is fast. I would like to see a race between the two of them.
I would like
and
to
I'd
see
like
it
to
too.
See Noah Lyles then try and catch a rocket from a QB while going as fast as Cheetah is.
I feel like, first of all,
I mean, there's different football speed and track speed are two different things because Noah Lyles, he's just running.
Right.
Tyreek Hill is running and then he's got to go on a route. And then he's got to get worried about getting pounded. Now, I think, you know, he's a small guy, but he's got tree trunk legs. He is fast.
I mean, a 10-10 is pretty fast.
I mean, if you're asking me things that I'd rather see than, like, a Jake Paul fight on YouTube.
I agree.
I wouldn't mind seeing this.
I would love to see it.
The problem is that you'd get a show and it'd be, like, 2 hours of lead up and then whatever, 15 seconds of action.
The real question is would you put some money on it?
Maybe. I'd have to see what the odds are. What are the bookies
Okay,
saying?
who are you going for?
I would probably go with Tyreek.
You would?
I think so.
I think a lot of people think that it's no shot that Tyreek could actually win.
Like, they don't think he has a chance.
That they don't think he has a chance.
I think you don't play in the NFL for as long as Tyreek has without being able to train. And when you set your mind to something, accomplishing it. Because, I mean, they both got to stay in shape. But now, this is an off year, so I don't know how much Noah's training. You know, he's got to rest his body.
That's true. So what are the predictions for the Dolphins right now? How do you think you're going to do this year?
I think we're setting ourselves up for the draft next year.
Yeah, some big news this week.
Yeah, they got rid of some folks. Not too terribly disappointed. Here's the thing. I believe they're going to have an 8 or 9 win team. If they didn't make any moves, maybe a 9-win, 10-win team. I don't know. That's pushing it. I mean, last year they won 8 games, I believe, 8 and 9.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. I think Mike McDaniels and the rest of that the crew need to kind of figure out what they're going to do and how their offense is going to look going forward because obviously people have discovered what they can do to kind of mitigate all that speed and shiftiness.
Do you move on from Tua in the future? What's going on with that?
He's under contract. What else do they got?
I don't know.
Look at the record with Tua and without.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But how do you feel about the additions? I mean, we got Waller, who came out of retirement. That was crazy,
yeah,
first of all.
Yeah, he comes out of retirement.
The music business was no longer working.
We'll get to that. He doesn't have any Hot 100 hits, so.
No. And also, I mean, how about Jalen Ramsey a little bit?
You know,
Jalen
really didn't have a good year last year. He's a big cap hit, so they did it so that they can mitigate that. They don't get as much of a cap hit if they get rid of him the way they did. And Jonnu Smith had a great year, so you got to...
Oh, I was so mad. First of all, I had him in fantasy football and dropped him because I needed to drop him. And then, of course... He went on that run last
year.
Yeah,
he's good, but strike while the iron is hot. You know, he's had a good year. Value is there. Get rid of him. And the offensive coordinator there has had him 3 times in the past.
Yeah.
With different franchises. So, good for him. Dolphins get like a 5th-round pick. They give up a 7th-round pick in the 27 draft. it is what it is. I mean, they're not making a splash in free agency. They've done that in the past. Just going to cross my fingers that, you know, they win a few games they shouldn't and end up winning 9 or 10 games. But I'm not super hopeful. But, you know, anything can happen in the football season.
That's very true. Okay, thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? We got to go there.
Thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? I have no thoughts. I hope he tanks. I hate that.
Do you think this is truly his last year?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. I don't know how he could go any longer. Now, do you think that they make it to the playoffs, the Steelers?
They're going to be just good enough to get into the playoffs.
But are they better than last year?
No,
not
but they're
me.
Just going to be just good enough. That's like the Steelers' MO. Never have a losing season under Mike Tomlin. But don't finish, you know, don't make it to the AFC Championship. Don't make it past the first round.
Well, that's the thing with Tomlinson is I feel like because he's had so many winning seasons is you kind of can't move on from him because...
But you ain't doing anything.
I know, but it's like that's where they're just over the hump,
you know, and then
right?
And TJ Watt doesn't have a contract.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams are looking into making a deal for him. But if you look at that secondary for the Steelers on paper, it looks good. And then Aaron Rodgers is going to have Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
As another weapon. Along with DK Metcalf, I don't know. I see the Steelers making the playoffs. I don't see the Steelers doing anything other. Actually,
Mitch, I think they could make it to the divisional round.
Yeah.
No.
No, Aaron Rodgers. That's not.
I think they can make it to the divisional.
He's a 42-year-old fraud.
Well, we're gonna have to talk about the Broncos next week because we've spent too much time on the Dolphins.
Hey, Broncos, at least for you are on upwards.
I hope so, but that AFC West is so tough. I mean, you look at
you're stuck in the worst division in football. I mean, the best division in football. You're in the worst spot because the best division in football are your competitors.
Well,
and the Raiders. I mean, I'm going to go. I think Geno Smith's going to surprise some folks.
Oh, my. Let's not go there. Come on. The Raiders are the worst team in that division. You have to look at it. And just the amount of coaching star power that's really in the AFC West, it is going to be very tough.
Right. So you're going to dismiss Pete Carroll? You're going to dismiss Pete Carroll.
You know, I love that. I hate the chomping and that 43-8, I'm never going to live down.
Yeah, no, you're
so,
not.
Of course, I'm going to always hate on Pete Carroll. It's just my MO. Sorry about that. Not sorry. I will say the Broncos, not the strongest in the draft when it came to the offense. So that's going to be tough. I feel like we are on an upwards trajectory, but our defense is so great. Our offense is just not there, and we don't have a true wide receiver number one. Cortland Sutton is not a true.
And if you look at the top two teams in that division, I mean, the quarterback play is excellent from both of them.
Yeah.
The Chiefs seem to always find a way to win. Yep. When you want to count them out, they always seem to find a way to win. And I think under Harbaugh year two, the Chargers are going to do a lot. I mean, they had a good year last year. They've just got to get that win a playoff game monkey off their
back. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I do believe in Bo Nix. After the break, we're going to be talking about some music. And you know, Kevin over here is like the top.
Mr. Billboard. You can ask anybody here at the station.
He has the most random facts. So we're going to have that in just a second. We will be right back after the break.
Let's get loud.
All right. Speaking about the music, this is Mr. Billboard himself. For people that do not know, Kevin has the most random.
I'm going to tell you this is just a little backstory. So back when I was a kid, I was that dork who would listen to American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. This is like in the early 80s. And I would physically write down every song from 40 to number one. And I had a full notebook that I kept for like years, and then I discovered, oh yeah, they rank them in Billboard magazine that way. I mean, I knew they did, but you know, as a 12-year-old, you can't really, well, I could have hopped on my bike and went down to Tower Records and picked up Billboard magazine, but so Billboard's the standard.
A much different time.
Yeah, Billboard's the standard. They're the ones, you know, if you don't have a number one hit until it's a number one hit in Billboard, they do their Hot 100. So we're going to go over a couple things. First,
yeah. Should we take a look at the
top 10? Top 10 this week. Chart ending July 5th, which is Saturday. And we'll start at number 10. Cardi B outside. She's back into the top 10.
Have you heard this Stephon one? Stephon Diggs. That's what it's about. Do you know that's what it's about?
I did not know that.
There's a part where she says...
They're together, right?
Yeah, they're... Okay, a lot of drama with that, first of all. So for people that do not know, Cardi B dated Offset and had children with Offset, yes. Okay? And then they broke up really messy, and so she started dating Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver, okay? Well, now apparently Offset is dating Diggs' ex-girlfriend, too. Yeah. So it's like a weird thing. But there's a whole verse about Stephon Diggs and Offset and that kind of stuff.
Nonetheless, that landed her in the top 10 this week.
Yeah, we're going to take a back look.
Number 10. Number 9, this is an impressive. So, Teddy Swims Lose Control. This thing has peaked at number 1. It has been in the top 10, I think, pretty consistently over the past year and a half. This song was released on middle of August, 2023, and it is still in the top 10.
That is crazy. Amazing. That is crazy.
Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga have been hanging around. They were actually the first number one song of this year. They topped the charts back in January. They are holding with Die the Smile at 8. Shaboozy, another one of those huge hits. It's been in the top 10 for the past. This thing is the longest running number one song, tying Lil Nas X. Old Town Road, 19 weeks it's spent at number 1. It's still in the top 10 at number 7. Number 6, dropping a spot, Luther, which is the biggest hit of this year because it spent 13 weeks at number 1. It's still hanging around in the top 10. 5 is Morgan Wallen. You know Morgan Wallen, I know you don't like country. I'm not the biggest country fan, but I think with Morgan Wallen, we've come to the point in his career, there's nothing new or exciting about him. He's just regurgitating.
That's a hot take.
Seriously. He just had a 38-song album he released. Not impressed with him. So he's at 4 and 5. Number 3, Manchild, Sabrina Carpenter. You know, she made it peaked at number 1, but it's dropping. But going down to number 3, you know, the album cover, like, really freaked people out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you haven't seen it, go Google it. Here we go. Morgan Wallen and Tate McRae already went to number 1, going back up the charts. I did not know Tate McRae was Canadian. Fun fact on that one. And number 1 is this dude from England, Alex Warren Ordinary. I think it's 4 weeks at number 1 now. Not a fan of this song. Don't know. I think it might be a TikTok song. So maybe that's why it's hitting the charts, you know?
So do you like it? I actually don't think it's too bad. I didn't know that's what it was called. But I'm really bad, and Kevin does know this, where I don't really know the names
of
songs.
She knows songs, but if you asked her the name, she'd have no idea.
And my mom is going to hate me for this because she always just talks about how it's so bad that I don't know the names of songs. Or there's songs that we have talked about before that I'm like, never heard this in my life. And then my mom was like, how dare you say that? We used to listen to that during your childhood. So,
or an old song from my era gets sampled in a new song from this era. And then I'm trying to explain to her, hey, yeah, that whole backbeat, it's been done before.
I know, seriously. Well, sadly, Kevin, that's all we have time for today. We're going to talk more about the Billboard next week. We'll talk about the Broncos.
We'll find something good to argue about, I promise.
And let us know at home what you would like us to talk about, too, or if, you know, there's any segments that you'd be looking forward to. Great to have our first week under wraps.
In the bag. Let's go.
Let's get loud.
Adios.